Paul Ramo here in the studio, and once again, it's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and we've been visiting with emergency managers, meteorologists, and we have another meteorologist we're going to interview. His name is John Baranek, and John works, DTN. He's a DTN meteorologist, and thanks for joining us here on Q92, John.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. It's good to talk to you, but, you know, I am part of the family, so I guess, so to speak, kind of in a roundabout way. I'm actually married to Maynard's brother's granddaughter, so it's kind of a family affair going on here. So it's kind of cool to get be a part of this as well.
Yeah, actually, Maynard. So you're going to claim Maynard as a family member then, huh?
Well, maybe that might not be such a good idea, right? But
right.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, Maynard gave me your name, and we hear you on Linder Farm Network every once in a while, giving the weather to the farmers. And John, let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us where you grew up and your education and stuff.
Sure. Well, I was actually born in Bemidji. I'm a Minnesota boy. And I kind of grew up around the St. Cloud area for kind of the first third of my life here. Moved around a little bit after that. Went to high school outside of Chicago, and then got to Iowa State for my undergrad degree in meteorology. And I got a minor in agronomy, too. So I've been able to put that to use in my professional life. It took a little while to get there, but, you know, I graduated kind of in 2008, and that's not really a good time to find a job, if everybody can remember what everything was like there. So, but I eventually made my way to DTN here in the Twin Cities, and have been forecasting the weather for them and kind of all sorts of industries for the past 12 years, and finally got to kind of own in on what I meant to do in the first place, and that is talk to farmers about the weather.
Okay, yeah, you do a great job with it on the Linder Farm Network, which we hear you on. Yeah, really good, John. So tell our listeners a little bit about what DTN is.
Yeah, so we're kind of, you know, if farmers probably know what the company is, but we kind of have our hats in a lot of different areas. We used to be aggregators of data, and we would help people find the data that they would need. We've kind of gotten more into solutions, so not just giving you the data, but how can the data make sense to you? And we play in kind of a lot of different areas, and one of them is weather, and another one's agriculture. So that was just kind of a perfect match for me. We have all sorts of products to not just, you know, tell you what the weather's going to be like a couple days from now or anything like that, but other things that kind of help you make sense of what that would actually mean. So for the state DOTs, when to put the crews out for plowing snow, I mean, we had to do a lot of that this winter. You know, we deal with airlines and getting flights to and from locations on time and avoiding turbulence and that sort of thing. We talk to energy companies to help them manage their loads and get their crews out when severe weather happens as well. So, we kind of have a lot of kind of feelers and tentacles out there just to help folks either protect people. We kind of say we try to be the independent source to help those that feed fuel and protect the world. So,
okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I know my first introduction to DTN is some a few of my farmer friends. This is like when the computers first came out, you know, back in the day. They
yeah.
always went to that computer to see what DTN had to say about weather coming up. So they knew.
Either that or the satellite box. I know a lot of farmers still have those satellite boxes.
Oh, really?
They fell back in the 80s and 90s. And they're still floating around every time I go to a trade show or talk with customers. Yeah, I still have your box. And, you know, that was the only way to get information out to farmers. Back in the day, you know, we got the internet and everything helping out with that now. But there's still a lot of folks that still like the good old satellite box, that
right.
Old reliable piece of information for them.
Right. So, John, how did you fall in love with being studying the weather, being a meteorologist? When did that begin for you?
Yeah, a lot of my colleagues had kind of a weather story that really, you know, it was like a tornado event or lightning struck their house or something like that. It was never really like that for me. I've always been just kind of somebody that really likes to see how things work. And really, it was my mom kind of that got me interested in weather by itself. We would sit out on the porch or on the driveway and watch storms come in and watch the lightning go by. And then, you know, when it got to be too rough, we would go inside and everything. But I just always kind of, through my mom and everything, kind of loved weather. But it was really a class I had in high school where we took, it was just a 2-week unit on weather and weather forecasting and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, wow, I could do this as a job. And it kind of filled the requirement of me kind of just learning about how things work. And so that it just kind of went together real well. And I really liked the path I chose. I picked a good one, I guess.
Good. And so your job duties at DTN as a meteorologist, how many meteorologists does DTN have, John?
Well, I mean, if we're talking about just forecasting the weather, there's about 100 of us, and we're kind of spread out across the globe. Yeah, we have offices here in Burnsville, and we also have one out in, a few of them out in Europe, a couple out in Australia, too. So we're definitely a global company. But, you know, our meteorologists are kind of tethered into all sorts of stuff. We're in sales and product development and even the executive suite. So we're kind of spread out throughout the whole network of the company there.
Okay. Now, of course, we air the Linder Farm Network, which we hear you on. How does that work with the Linder Farm Network and given the weather forecasts and stuff? How long have you been doing that?
Well, I mean, it used to be Bryce Anderson. He was a longtime DTN meteorologist. He went off and retired a couple years ago, and I kind of took his spot. So I've been doing this for the Linder Farm Network for at least 2 years. It might even be 2.5. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
When I actually started doing it. But, yeah, at least the last 2 years. And, yeah, every week, love talking to Linda. Love, you know, kind of trying to give folks an idea of maybe what may be coming over the next week, next couple of weeks, maybe next month, about what might be the weather that comes in. You know, obviously weather's a lot of variability, and you know, trying to predict even a couple of weeks out is kind of pretty tough to do. But
right.
You know, just giving some folks at least an idea of, you know, especially farmers, if they, you know, a lot of people are really trying to get out into the field right now. And I was kind of driving up from Omaha yesterday and saw a bunch of folks out there getting going. You know, temperatures in the 80s, close to 90 out there yesterday. So
right.
It was a good time to get out in the field. And hopefully that sort of thing continues.
Okay. This Severe Weather Awareness Week. John, do you guys plan any of this or plan talk about Severe Weather Awareness Week at DTN?
Well, you know, it's interesting because every state has a different time period of when they host Severe Weather Week. So, I mean, and it just really follows the severe weather season. So down south, like in Texas and Oklahoma, they do it in February. You know, Kansas and Nebraska will do it in March. And, you know, farther north here where it takes a little bit longer, we wait till April. So we don't really have a specific thing that we do to kind of do it. But, you know, when I talk about it, either on air at the Linder Farm Network or some of the other modes, I always talk about severe weather and kind of the areas that are potentially getting hit and what you might be able to do and what to look out for when these things are coming. So it's kind of an always on kind of situation for us for severe weather.
Okay. So around southwestern Minnesota and stuff, what's the prediction here for farmers getting in the field? I know temperatures were in the 80s yesterday and today, and hopefully the wind will dry things out quick, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really going to depend. I mean, if you don't have to go too far north. I mean, even Alexandria is or Fergus Falls is, you know, sitting in the 50s, and they've had highs kind of a lot lower. I mean, they've obviously had a lot more snowpack up there.
Mm-hmm.
We've finally seen a lot of that whittled away here in southwest Minnesota, but, you know, it's been kind of incredible this week. How that really has turned. I mean, we have had just a really tough time poking up above 50 degrees, and all of a sudden now we're hitting 70s, 80s, and close to 90.
Yep.
Here this week. It's been kind of remarkable. So we've seen the soil temperatures really build up here quickly. as long as that snow isn't around too much any longer. And for the most part, it's gone, so that's always a good sign. Now, we've got a system moving through here, though, this week, and we'll see temperatures crashing. We'll be more kind of in the 50s and 60s here kind of after that. But, you know, that's kind of normal for this time of year anyway.
That's
not
right.
Too far below normal and stuff. So we're sitting in, I think, in a pretty good spot for those folks that want to get out and go planting.
All right. All right, real good, John. Well, I appreciate the work that you do at DTN and sharing that with us on the Linder Farm Network weekly. And thanks for being on with us during Severe Weather Awareness Week, John.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.